Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District regular board meeting of Monday, February 13th, 2023. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Roll call.
Sharon Belcopper.
Here.
Tiffany Denzig.
Here.
Becky Huffman.
Here.
Kent Murphy. Don Burks.
Here. And Kent will be excused this evening, and he will, and we'll keep him in our prayers. He's under the weather at this time. All right, exhibit number 3A. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education hereby adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted, and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of February 13th, 2023.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? At this time, I'm going to remove the executive session that we had in place because Kent is not here, and we wanted to make sure everyone's voice was heard for this evening. So we will be moving that to next month's meeting. And so we will remove item number 11. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5 at this time, recognition of visitors. I don't believe we have any, but thank you all for coming out to our board meeting this evening. Exhibit number 6, Ms. Denzig, we'll begin with you with principals, directors, and supervisors' monthly reports.
I have it and I have it saved and I just realized I didn't open it up. So if you want to go to someone else first and then I will open it up, my humble apologies.
No, that's fine. And so Ms. Huffman, if you want to begin for us.
Just thank you for the detailed reports.
All right. And Ms. Belcoffer.
Thank you so much for your reports.
All right. Ms. Denzig.
I have it. They're very exciting. Okay, thank you so much for your very detailed reports. There were a few things that I wanted to point out. The high school, middle school enrollment, we've got sixth grade has 129 students. Seventh grade has 130. Eighth grade has 139. Freshmen, 138. Sophomores, we have 123 with 25 students in Penta. The junior class has 97 with 58 at Penta. The seniors have 91 with 71 at Penta. Total at the downtown campus is 847. Total at Penta is 154. Like to say congratulations to the Wood County Student of the Month for December, which was Jonathan Baez. Congratulations. The class of 2023, the honors valedictorian is Chloe Madden with a cumulative GPA of 4.20. Congratulations. And the salutatorian is Lucas Bernice Fisher with a cumulative GPA of 4.15. Congratulations to both of you. And graduation is set for May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Stranahan facility. I go over the discipline every week just so that everybody can understand what our teachers and staff are dealing with, in a way that hopefully at home it can be reiterated that we do need some help. We had 13 detentions in the junior high school. We had Saturday school of 7, in-school suspensions of 13, and out-of-school suspensions of 10. We had no expulsions. Congratulations on the sixth grade camp, which was held February 6th through the 10th. 110 students attended, along with 24 high school students who served as the cabin leaders. Each cabin housed 8 to 10 sixth grade students and 2 cabin leaders. Cabins had their own bathrooms and showers. Students participated in a number of outdoor education programs each day. 3 buffet-style meals with a wide range of choices were served each day, and the students were able to eat as much as they liked. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the sixth grade camp, first time back in a while. The Rossford Elementary School, congratulations, you guys have 847 students in your building. Your discipline looked as follows: loss of recess 3, that included 3 students. Number of detentions was 2, which was 2 students. Saturday school was 3, which was 3 students. We had 0 bullying incidents. Number of reassignments, zero. And we only had one emergency removal and one out of school suspension. So congratulations on all of the very detailed reports. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I will just add that we, just a reminder, we're going to be having our 100 year celebration. The centennial is upcoming. So thank you, Matt Thompson, for getting that going for us. And there'll be more information coming out soon. So thank you. And thank you for all of your detailed reports. All right, exhibit number 7A1, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education accept the resignations of Gina Bork, cook cashier at Rossford Junior Senior High School, effective February 16th, 2023, and Samantha Helbing, crossing guard at Rossford Elementary School, effective February 1st, 2023, as presented under exhibit 7A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7A2, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the employment of Susan Reiter Arts, paraprofessional special needs aide at Rossford Elementary School, effective February 14th, 2023, as presented under exhibit 7A2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B1, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education accept the resignation of Mackenzie Downauer, track assistant varsity coach, effective February 2nd, 2023, as presented under exhibit 7B1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B2, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve supplemental contracts effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under exhibit 7B2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B3, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under exhibit 7B3.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering. We appreciate you.
Yes. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7C, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the girls' wrestling team trip request to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio from March 9th through the 12th, 2023 to participate in the girls' state wrestling tournament if one or more of our student athletes qualifies, as presented under exhibit 7C.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I would like to say that our athletic director has been doing a phenomenal job of doing things proactively. So this is really just something that's proactive for our student athletes. So I thank him for that. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7D, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adopt the Board of Education Governing Board Resolution authorizing 2023-2024 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association as presented under exhibit 7D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7E, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the agreement with the Wood County Educational Service Center for consortium services effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under exhibit 7E.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7F, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the agreement with the Wood County Educational Service Center for specialized services effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under exhibit 7F.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7G, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the purchase of one 2023 Ford Transit 350 X2X HR wheelchair lift wagon van as presented under Exhibit 7G.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7H. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with Green Options for Autism of Lucas County to provide educational services for a Rossford School student effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7H.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7I, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the speech and debate team trip request to Austin Town, Ohio from March 3rd through the 4th, 2023 to participate in the OSDA state speaking competition at Austin Town Fitch High School as presented under Exhibit 7I.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Good luck.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good luck and congratulations.
All right, roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7J, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the DECA team trip request to Columbus, Ohio from March 9th through the 11th, 2023 to participate in the Ohio DECA Career Development Conference as presented under Exhibit 7J.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8. At this time, we are opening up to our audience participation. You state your name and your address, and you will be given 3 minutes to speak, and we will do that in a 31-minute window of time. And if you have more time, we will have you come back up if we have more time allotted. So at this time, Matt, is anyone signed up for the... Oh, good. So if you want to, yeah. All right. Thank you, Ms. Zicker. If you would be so kind to state your name and your address, please.
Yes, I'm Rachel Zicker, 29969 St. Andrews. And I'm here on behalf of Better Schools for Better Community to thank Sharon Belcopher for her service to the Board of Education. Hours of work. Policy wonk. You're very much appreciated and thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
All right. Did you want to go up? That's okay. If you don't mind, we can do it later, but you can go on up, Kevin. You can go on up and we'll just have you sign at the end. Thank you.
You want my name first?
Yep, name and address, and then, yep.
Kevin Urrutia, 331 Jennings. I also wanted to thank Sharon for running and for serving. I don't know what to say that she's leaving. I just thought she would always be here, so it's kind of sad. Everything that's happened because of you, to my family, to my community, and not just you, the way your family has served and, you know, shared you with the world and with us. And so thank you for everything you've done and given. And we really love you, Sharon. So.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else who would like to come up and speak and address the board? Well, thank you for coming out this evening. We do appreciate those kind words of Sharon, which we will be talking about in a little bit. So thank you so much. All right, exhibit number 9, board reports. Ms. Denzig, we'll begin with you.
At this time, I have no board reports. Thank you, though.
All right, thank you. Ms. Belcopper?
I have no report.
All right, and Ms. Huffman?
I do not either. I know we have facilities coming up next Monday.
All right. And I do not have any either. We had no correspondence this month, and we had 3 nice job notes this past month. So exhibit number 10 is open discussion. I do want to speak on a couple things that Jackie and I had met with Dan about with recognition of students. We used to do that. And so just wanted to hear from the board as, you know, we used to, you know, every month have students come, and then when COVID hit, we kind of went away from that. And Jackie had brought that up as a suggestion. So just wanted to hear from other board members, thoughts on that and anything else that may not be happening right now that we want to do. So that way we can kind of start some of those new and the things that we used to do prior to COVID.
I agree. I think we should resume that practice. I think it means a lot to the students. Plus they get to be in the newspaper and in the report for the meeting and in our minutes. And they are so deserving. They work hard. They represent us so well. So I think that we should do that.
All right.
Absolutely. I agree 110%.
All right. All right. All right.
I just think it's in keeping with our vision and the mission of our school. You know, in our mission is to ensure educational equality that focuses on social diversity and encourages student excellence. We are such a diverse society that we need to, you know, recognize people and our students in everything, not just sports, not just academics, but their accomplishments, which are important to them. So I just think it'd be great.
Yeah. And it sounds like we'll be having some opportunity to do so with the trips that are coming up for competition and that some of our students are doing.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. And then the other piece, just wanted to just update the board on kind of what we're looking to do as far as filling Sharon's seat. And so the way this goes is that we will open up applications beginning tomorrow, February 14th at the close of today. And we will keep those applications availability open until February 28th as a deadline. We're looking to do possibly the week of March 6th through the 11th. So Kent's not here, so I'll be sending something out to see what everybody's availability is for interviews, because we will be doing an interview process like we've done in the past. I know we did that the last time when we had an open seat. And then I believe we would like to have the new person on board by the next regular board meeting, which would be on March 13th. So that is what we're looking to do. I don't know if I forgot anything. And but yeah, so that's kind of the process. And, you know, I know we will get that going. Actually, Dan and them will get that out right away and get it posted out there. So that way anyone who would like to apply has the opportunity to do that.
Is that going to be on our website? Okay, under the board tab or just under announcements, or where
we'll make it front and center. So we'll put that on the front.
Thank you.
Yep. So there'll be a letter that'll advertise, have the dates included. And we'll get that on tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Will it be anywhere else? Is it going to be in the newspaper?
We are putting it in the Rossford Record as well. We know that we can get that in there, and speaking with people from the Rossford Record, so it will be there as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think once it's posted out there, we can screenshot and send anything on our Facebook or anything like that. I think that's, yeah. So that's, definitely a good suggestion. All right. And moving on to what I feel like this is so difficult. I know we spoke on this at our last board meeting when we received the letter from Sharon. We all gave our sentiments of how we feel as a board and what we love about Sharon and all of the things that she's done for the district, for our community, in the greater sense of Northwest Ohio, and even in Ohio, even in the United States, she's known. I remember her when she got to speak and introduce one of our former presidents. So I, know her role expands way beyond Rossford, but we love her here. And, you know, it's, this is something that's very difficult for me to have to say goodbye. But I know she's not going away. So when we heard someone say she might be going away, I know she's not going away. She just will be in a different role, right? And serve in that way. I know we have a token, a small token of our appreciation. You see the flowers here, as well as gifts and cards that people have, as far as the district is concerned, have given. But we also have something special for you. And so I know that Matt has worked very tirelessly to get this put together. And so if you wouldn't mind turning to the screen there, right behind you. Yep, it's right in front of you. Yep, right there. And this will be an opportunity for you to hear from our staff and people within the community.
Sure.
Yeah, just move. Yeah, just yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Just wanted to say thank you for all of the great things you've done for Rockford Schools. And especially the foundation, you've just done a tremendous amount of for us, and we so want to appreciate it. Good luck on your future endeavors and doing this week.
Aaron, you were created to make a difference, and you've done just that in our town. And on behalf of Better Schools, Better Community, it's been a pleasure to work beside you for our students, our parents, and our district as a whole. Good luck to you and all that you do. Thank you, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for all your support. The number of times you have praised our staff and all the things that they make for kids. It's really appreciated. You will be missed. Thanks again.
Sharon, I just want to thank you for your service on the board. It truly has been an honor to serve with you. Thank you for everything you've done for the children across the school.
The little things you do, like the scholarships and coming away from that, is a lot more than you'll ever realize. Thank you.
Ms.
Belcoffer,
thank you for supporting the program for many years. All right, thanks. Ms. Belcoffer, thank you for supporting the program for many years.
Ms. Sharon, I just wanted to thank you for all the many years of service that you've given to Rochester Schools, given the love of the community, and the effectiveness of my own daily days. So, running the time, and you've always been supportive of the element, supporting all the schools, but it's been great to begin to events and support us. And we're the ultimate cheerleader for Rochester Schools, and I really appreciate all of your service. So, wish you luck in whatever you do moving forward. Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. Just a note of gratitude and thanks for all of your service to the community in the Rossford School District. Most important, your service to children, to students. This goes back to the days of the 80s when I was on the track team, and you were always there as an athletic booster, a parent volunteer, taking times in some of the most horrific weather conditions with rain and wind and gale. You were always a steady force there and always have been in this community through your board service. So rightly honored as a distinguished alumni. And it's funny again that evening, the unbelievable weather we faced. And I remember even Pat sitting there again through the torrential rain. But you've always been there for the students, you've always been there for me as a superintendent. Most important again for the students, and we really appreciate words can't possibly express. Thank you for your commitment, and we'll see you around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I?
Absolutely. This wouldn't be right if we didn't get the last words from Sharon.
Yeah, I'd love to get the last words. The last 7 years, I am so grateful, so very, very grateful to the citizens and the families and the community of the Rossford District that gave me the opportunity to serve on the board. The last 7 years have been the most gratifying, most humbling, most honorable job, so to speak, that I've had. I have so very much enjoyed it. The children just have inspired me so much. When a little preschooler, kindergartner runs up to you, hugs your legs, and looks up to you and says, "I like you." What can you say? My heart melts. The love pours forth, and it's like that just gives you, that fills you up again and inspires you again. Or when a 17, 18-year-old teenage boy comes up behind you and puts his hand on your shoulder and says, "Thanks for speaking up for us." Again, it's hard to describe the feeling, the love, the warmth, the immeasurable honor that. And there's been other incidences as well. This board is totally, totally committed to the students, to our children in this district. And that's made it even more of an honor and a privilege to serve with you. Everything we do has been based on our focus on what's best for our kids. Sometimes voters think that we should only be listening to what they have to say because, after all, they elect us. But this is one position, one elected position, where in actuality, you're really not, they're not the primary focus for you. The children are our focus. They elect us to take care of their children. And this board has worked very, very hard, and we've accomplished so much. I may be leaving this seat, but I'll just be changing my seat. There's a lot of seats out there, and I can fill one of those as well, and perhaps have a little more freedom in some of my comments and some of my praises and some of my support in future meetings. So I'm not leaving. You don't get to say goodbye completely. My heart is here, and I will, as long as Don will drive me up here, I will be here. Thank you, sweetheart.
Well, thank you. All right, so. On that note, I don't know if any board members would like to say anything, but I feel like she should have the last words. So, all right. Okay. Exhibit number 12. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adjourned the regular meeting of February 13th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Lee Denzik.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. A meeting adjourned at 6:59 p.m. And again, thank you all for coming out this evening. Have a great evening.